Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. This is 28 July 2021. Welcome to tonight's program. I have a few announcements to make. I'll bring up our guest tonight. We'll bring up the lady that stepped up into Dr. Ron Green's place and has taken over Dr. Ron Green's business and added a lot to it. We're going to talk to Summer Dre. We're going to discuss her products and open lines up for health questions, folks. Tonight is your night to ask a professional about what you can do naturally for your health. But before we do that, of course, tomorrow's Thursday. Lord willing, I'll be in office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern, along with Crystal and everybody else in office. We're taking calls and answering questions and like give an order or whatever, that'd be great. We'll be here all day tomorrow from 9 to 4. I look forward to hearing from you. And don't forget, we're offering something I think is very important, so vitally important, the teaching we did on America While We Die. Again, 4 hours long, 4 hours long, $12.50. That's on DVD or CD, either one. I would recommend DVD, I truly would. But get what you can, when you can, make copies, share with your friends. This article I wrote along the same topic has gotten more response in any writing I've ever done in my career, my little bit of writing, to the point that we've been invited to speak in different places, and I'll tell you about one of them in just a minute. And I also have a prayer request tonight. A friend, Daryl in PA, has a prayer request for a friend named Brandy. She was not well, and she was in a car wreck, and she's not feeling very well at all. So keep Brandy in your prayers. You prayer warriors that love Christ and love to pray, you know who you are. Your prayers are heard before our Father in heaven. I ask you to pray for Brandy, please, for healing her body. If you don't mind, Daryl said, a fine Christian lady, and she's asking for the prayers of people. So please keep Brandy in your prayers, okay? Please do that. I've been announcing now for a while that we're going to be in Missouri the last weekend of next month, starting the 26th and through the I think the 30th, or 31st, actually, I believe it is. I'm going to be there myself. I'll be speaking on Thursday and Friday night. Friday and Saturday night. And I'll be leaving that on Saturday. But nonetheless, I'm very humbled to be asked to speak to this, because I've been asked to speak along with some very powerful, powerful men. Pastor Casper McLeod, for example. Pastor Mike Spaulding. Pastor Greg Locke. Pastor Dave Scarlett. Pastor Travis Graham, Pastor Tony Wood, Pastor John Bissinger, just a few of them. And be along with Dr. Pam Popper, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Kerry Midday, Del Bigtree, Sheriff McAbee there, Shemaine Nugent, that's Ted Nugent's wife. I never was a Ted Nugent fan, but I know Shemaine Nugent is. And Mike Lindell will even be there. Mike Lindell, the pillow guy, will be there to speak also, and along with other great speakers. So many of them, I can't name them all and give do it justice. Well, hope you'll come and join us at Bards Fest, B-A-R-D-S Fest, F-E-S-T, for the 26th of August. Now, if you have a computer, write this address down and check it out online. Check out the venue where it's going to be held, and I'll get the address, I think, for you as soon as possible. Write this down. Start with a capital B, Bravo, Bards, B-A-R-D-S. Then a capital F-M, like in frequency modulation, F-M, Bards, F-M, .com, / Bards Fest, all lowercase, B-A-R-D-S-F-E-S-T. Again, that's capital B, like in Bravo, A-R-D-S-F-M, in capital letters, FoxtrotMichael.com, / Bards Fest, F-E-S-T. Check out the lineup there so far. And folks, I think you'll be really amazed and tickled to see who's going to be there. Hope you can come and join us. We're expecting a huge crowd, up to 15,000 people in person, and about 1 million viewers online. So I hope you'll come and see it. I feel like an old country mule trying to run with a bunch of thoroughbreds here, but I'll do the best I can when I'm out there. So come and join us if you can, okay? Now, our guest tonight is our newest sponsor, actually. She has been a colleague of Dr. Ron Green for years. Unfortunately, Dr. Ron Green had to retire. Y'all, if you listen to this program over the last 15 years, you know who Dr. Ron Green is and what he done for many people. Tonight is going to be his assistant for years, Summer Dre, will be talking to us. Now, she is the head of Superior Mountain Herbs. And, folks, I recommend that you get a hold of her, ask questions about what you can do to take care of your health. And there's a lot of things coming up, folks, that, believe me, this COVID nonsense is not over. A lot more coming up beyond that. I mean, now they have a fungus out, which they say resists any known cure and is spreading across country. Now, I don't know whether that's true or not, but that's what they're saying. Get ready for some hard times ahead. Summer Dre, are you there?
I am. How are you, Pastor Bush?
I'm doing pretty well. I really am, sweetheart. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a good day today. It's been nice and hot out here in Montana, but it's a beautiful day. Lots of fires.
How's the fires up your way?
Yeah, there's quite a few of them. But you know, we're really just used to the fires here. I mean, it doesn't diminish that they're a big risk and they're a problem, but it definitely, I guess we just get used to them over the years. You know, the smoke becomes kind of normal. You know, our fire crews are very well prepared, but it's not so much this global warming that everybody's trying to talk about. It comes down more to, there's a lot of fuel on the ground. And when you have lightning strike, I mean, it's sure. Natural that a fire is going to happen. So.
Now, were you born in Montana? Has that been your home all your life?
No, actually, I've only been here about 15 years. But my whole family is actually originally from Montana, from Scotland to Montana.
Okay, so you say that are the fires heavier than normal this year?
No, I wouldn't say that they're heavier than normal. I mean, a couple of years back, we had a fire that was so darn close to our offices and our homes that, I mean, we could. Ashes and embers were on fire, literally landing in the yard. You know, I mean, so these
wow.
Fires that are 4 to 10 miles away, some of them 15 miles away, they just aren't as scary for us as some of these ones that have been closer and whatnot, for sure.
Well, is it hotter this year than normal?
Yes, that's for sure. We've seen, you know, up in 100, 104 degrees. That's really hot for out here. 90s is pretty normal for summer, somewhere between 80s and like mid-90s. But to get into the hundreds for more than a day or two is pretty hot for out here.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of curious what you were going through and how the state was doing overall. But I know that the fires have already been bad in some areas. And the smoke, we had the smoke clear out here, believe it or not.
Well, I do believe it. I mean, it's been pungent out here, very thick. You ruined a lot of our, you know, visibility everywhere. But you know, you like I said, you just kind of get, unfortunately, it's sort of like crime in a bad neighborhood. You just kind of get used to it after a while. Kind of becomes part of the backdrop.
Wow, that's good. That's always good to know. But anyway, thanks for joining us tonight, Summer. I do appreciate it. And thanks for being a sponsor. And thanks for what you do for the people. And for the product you offer and the honesty and integrity that you back them up with. I want to thank you for that.
Oh, Thank you so much. It's always, you know, it really is always a pleasure to speak to your audience, but I mean, I know that I'm really in good company when I call into your radio show each month. So thank you so much for having me, truly. And I, you know, whenever you're ready to let me dive in, I've got some really
good
basic information. Okay. Well, you know, I just want to, you know, tell you that I really appreciate you allowing me to come on, and I just want to share my knowledge, share some information that I have, some knowledge that I have, and I want to first off give you my phone number. So if any of you are listening and you want to write this phone number down, in case you lose reception or whatnot, my phone number at my office at Superior Mountain Herbs is 406-274-7579. An interesting fact, the entire state of Montana has the same area code, 406. So,
well, that same thing
that.
In West Virginia, believe it or not. Same thing here, 304.
Oh, really?
Not many people here, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, you know, and actually we're the fourth largest state in the United States, but we have one of the smaller populations. It's pretty trippy. We have literally just over 1 million people in the fourth largest state. But anyways, so I kind of want to dive in a little bit. Tonight, you guys, for some reason, as you are all very well aware, our First Amendment has been molested, and I can't tell you much of what I know to be true unless I say things like, nothing I'm going to tell you has been approved by the FDA, and always check in with your doctor before starting a natural treatment or taking and or stopping any medications. By the way, it's interesting enough that the doctors aren't even trained in herbal remedies through school, and they actually know virtually nothing about herbs because they're not educated on the subject in school. And that's mainly because I actually got this question today, so I figured I'd kind of let your viewers know this, your listeners know this. The reason that the FDA will not approve any herb for treatment unless it's been rigorously tested by Big Pharma in a lab, which, by the way, means that they've got to be spending millions of dollars on research. What happens is Big Pharma will not spend the millions of dollars in research to appease the FDA to say, yes, ginger root does have a profound effect on certain types of cancers, including prostate cancer, ovarian cancer, colorectal cancer, leukemia. They won't let you do that because they haven't spent the millions of dollars in the testing. Why haven't they spent the millions of dollars in the testing? They haven't spent those millions of dollars because the root or the herb ginger cannot be patented. Therefore, there's no money in it for them, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, right.
And somehow, this baffles me, somehow the years of the quote-unquote in-field research that was done by our ancestors, by Native Americans, and so many more, for some reason, that doesn't count. It's got to be done in a lab, right? I mean, go figure. But if you think about it, what motivation does big pharma companies have to spend millions on testing on a botanical, like, for example, hawthorn berry, that cannot be patented because botanicals grow wild? And at this point, anyways, God willing, they can't be patented. Otherwise, we're going to see ginger root selling for $400 a bottle, you know, something ridiculous. So it kind of begs the question, is big pharma really in business to help heal us at all costs? Or are they just in business, right? I mean, doesn't that make
sense?
Just want everybody to kind of meditate on that for a second because, you know, I get the question a lot, well, if this stuff works, like, why isn't it out there more? Why aren't the doctors telling you about it? This is why. So, again, like always, I love you guys to grab pens and paper. I sometimes spout out a lot of information, sometimes quickly. If you miss anything, feel free to call me or tell Pastor Butch Paw, and we can tap you in and answer some questions. But I always want to just kind of dig right into the meat of tonight's topic for me, which is heart health, okay? If you're listening, please don't turn the channel thinking, well, okay, my heart is in good shape, or I'm already on meds for my heart condition, et cetera, because the truth is, just like the previous months you may have heard me on this show, whether it's our brains, our liver, our adrenals, or our heart, we all need to be mindful of our bodies, and we've got to begin thinking of herbal remedies as preventative medicine. I mean, certainly we can use it as reactive medicine, right? You know, we've got cancer now. What do we do about it? But let's start using it as preventative medicine. We don't have a heart disease. Great. Let's keep it that way. If your heart is in good shape, which, by the way, we typically don't even know there's a problem until we have symptoms. And you know, if your heart's in good shape, wonderful. But let's do everything we can to help keep it that way. Let's not wait until we have a problem. So many people are into reactive medicine, and I just, it drives me nuts. I wish we'd look into preventative so much more. So moving forward, let's ask some simple questions like, why is it so important for the heart to function properly? And I know it may seem like a really silly question, just like, why is the brain so important? That was something I asked the listeners last time I spoke. Why is it so important for the heart to function properly? But my thought process goes like this, you guys. I believe it's important to understand what the heart does for our body to keep us not just alive, but thriving. Because, folks, God did not design us to be people that are just living, okay? Just meandering across this earth. He had greater hopes for us. He has a greater purpose for us. He wants us to thrive, to find joy and be healthy enough, not just for our own sake, but for us to be able to be healthy enough to serve his people and share his gospel, the good news of Jesus. So, okay, here it goes in a nutshell, and I feel like I've said this, you know, 10 times. We're going to dive right in, and I keep getting, you know, sidetracked. I love rabbit holes, but here it goes in a nutshell. So a healthy heart is central to your overall good health. It just is, because the main function of your heart is to keep the blood that's full of oxygen circulating throughout your body. And because your heart's crucial to your survival, I mean survival, it's really important to keep it healthy with a really well-balanced diet, exercise. And by the way, I know you're hearing those two words and you're thinking, a diet and exercise. Ugh, I have to hear that one more time, you know. I don't like to diet, and I'm not a big fan of exercise. I get my exercise through sports and chasing after kids and dogs, but there are a lot of things to avoid that can damage it, right? That can damage your heart. Things that we all know, like smoking, because this weakens the heart. But more importantly, it kills oxygen in the blood, okay? It kills off the oxygen in the blood. So embracing a healthy lifestyle, I mean, really at any age, can prevent heart disease and can even lower your risk for a heart attack or stroke. And I don't care what anybody tells you. It's just like an old dog. You're never too old and you're never too young to begin taking care of your heart. I mean, after all, you know, your heart works really hard. It works really, really hard without breaks, okay, to keep you alive. So you should do your part, right, and return the favor. So here's a few just kind of interesting facts about the human heart that may or may not interest you. I'm a bit of a science geek, so I like some of this stuff. The average heart is the size of an adult fist, okay, and your heart's going to beat about 115,000 times each day. I mean, some more, some less if you've got arrhythmias or other heart conditions. And another interesting thing is the beating sound of your heart that it makes, you know, that sound that it makes, it's caused by the opening and closing of valves, okay? And each day, your heart pumps about 2,000 gallons of blood. I actually saw a fish tank the other day that was 3,000 gallons, and I thought about the 2,000 gallons of blood, and I thought, holy Hannah, I mean, how is that even possible? And hopefully, I mean, hopefully that blood is clean, right, and it's oxygenated. Otherwise, we're just tossing around garbage blood in our body, which is not good for our organs, our heart, anything. And, this to me really got me interested. If you were to stretch out your blood vessel system, your whole, you know, all of your vessels, including those tiny little capillaries, it would extend over 60,000 miles. I don't even know where I'd be if I walked 60,000 miles. That's a long way.
I gotta say this, Summer.
Yeah, yeah.
The people that believe in evolution, the people that believe evolution have to be fools. How could anything that beautiful evolve into what it's become? You know, the Bible says we're fearfully and wonderfully created. I mean, this is a marvelous thing you're talking about. This is a miracle that God created and gave us a pleasure living in.
You know, absolutely. And his, you know, he has designed us like a piece of art. I mean, we really are a piece of art to be taken care of, because every piece of our body, I did human cadaver dissection in college, and I was fortunate enough to work on a man and a woman. And, you know, we think we know what's going on inside the human body, but when you dissect that body, it is absolutely insane and bizarre at how beautiful and detailed the inside of us is. There is no mistake. God did not make a single mistake when making our bodies, even when we have defects. I mean, these are parts of our character flaws, but these are what make our piece of art so different than somebody else's. I just love that you brought up a really great point. You know, you know, a bunch of atoms did not crash together and make this cool of a body. Let me tell you, it just didn't happen that way. So I don't care what you say. I'll fight that to the end, you know. But okay, so getting back to some facts, and hopefully you tap into my humor here. The human heart, you guys, weighs less than 1 pound. But a man's heart is typically 2 ounces heavier than a woman's. And although with all the grief that men give women, it's a miracle that our hearts are heavier, us women. You know, and a woman's heartbeat
I'll tell you this. You're talking about scientific facts. I'll tell you a scientific fact. The scientific fact that it just seems like married men live longer than women. That's just they just feels like they do.
Yep.
Married men live longer than single men. That's just the way it is. That you think you live longer because you're married, but actually you don't. Go ahead.
Oh my goodness. Well, I like your humor too. So, you know, and here's another interesting little fact. A woman's heart beats slightly faster than a man's. And I think that's maybe where they get the term, you know, butterflies when we see a handsome man walk by. I think that's because our heart flutters a little bit faster. I thought that was kind of cute. So, and there is such thing as a broken heart, literally. Symptoms are actually similar. Believe it or not, they did a lot of scientific research on this. Meaning a broken heart, obviously, we all know what that means. It's not actual heart failure. It's when we're sad. And those symptoms of a broken heart, believe it or not, are similar to a heart attack. But the cause is usually stress and not heart disease, right? And did you know that laughing is good for your heart? As a matter of fact,
it actually Bible says so.
It helps change your cells, your cellular level. It can literally change your cells to be healthier. And I say happier because when we're healthy, we're typically happy. But laughing is really good for your heart. It reduces stress and it gives a boost to your immune system as well. So those are just some simple kind of, you know, not so crazy interesting, but some interesting facts there. So let's get into some more of the meat of it, okay? Because I'm going to talk about the reason what I'm doing here is I'm kind of setting you guys up to understand the human heart, what it does, how it works, some things that actually are detrimental to the heart that can cause real big problems, medications, things like that. And then I also want to give you, I don't want to leave you high and dry with all the negative. I want to leave you with some resources and some help for you guys to be able to tap into to help change the health of your heart. And like I said, maybe your heart's in great shape. Wonderful. Don't pass up this little lesson I'm going to give you. Take it in for the day, God forbid, something does go wrong, or you have family or friend who might benefit from this information. You can pass this knowledge on, okay? So according to the CDC, basically, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, heart disease is the leading cause of death in the U.S. It literally kills nearly 610,000 people every year. And actually, heart failure, you know, quote-unquote heart failure, it isn't what it sounds like. Your heart doesn't stop, okay? It just doesn't pump blood as well as it should. Now, that's really important to think about. We don't really think about our heart needing to be super strong to pump blood. We kind of just imagine that it does it on its own. They actually consider it failure. Your heart is failing if it's not pumping blood well enough. So that means some of those symptoms, just so you know, could be your short of breath, you feel weak, you've got swollen legs and feet, maybe they're weeping, and a lot of people think it's just fluid retention or it's something else. And there's so many other symptoms, but these are just some real key symptoms. So a lot of people ask, you know, what can cause our heart to fail, or at least what's going to set it up to fail? Number one, write this down, high blood pressure. Number two, poor cholesterol levels. Those LDLs, LDL levels, it basically stands for like lousy. Think of L, lousy cholesterol levels. Poor cholesterol levels and smoking. You know, we already talked about this. This not only, and that includes secondhand smoke, of course. It not only weakens the heart muscles, but it actually depletes the oxygen stores that your body's supposed to push around to get up to the brain. So these are some top risk factors. Even taking certain medications, which I'm kind of excited to get into, believe it or not. I actually read online that people with heart failure take an average of 6.8 prescription medications a day. And the more drugs you guys take, the more likely you are to have a drug interaction, like a drug-on-drug interaction. And this can actually put your heart at risk. So which drugs do you ask? Glad you did. Get out your pen again and make a note if you are currently taking any of the following medications, okay? Anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen. Write that down. You don't want to be taking these, if ever. More than 70 million prescriptions. 70, wrap your head around this, 70 million prescriptions are written every year just for this one type of pain reliever, just for ibuprofen. They can boost heart failure odds because they actually make you retain water and salt, and they make it harder for your blood to flow throughout the body. Number two, watch out for cold medicines. Who would have thunk, right? Cold medicines. Some of them have NSAIDs like ibuprofen. Others have sodium and ingredients that can worsen your heart failure or conditions that come along with those. Nasal decongestants, that's another one to write down. They often contain drugs that narrow your blood vessels. So when you're looking on these packages, look for the word vasoconstrictor or vasoconstrictor, depending on how you pronounce it, on the label. Okay, you want to stay away from that. These can cause heart problems, okay? Other types of drugs that can bring on heart failure include, but by the way, they're not limited to, antifungal medications. Oh, which, by the way, when I was checking into different antifungal pharmaceutical treatments, I came across this site out of, gosh, I think it was Alberta, Canada, and it states, and I quote this, if you have liver or heart problems, you should not take antifungal pills. Okay, so if you're on antifungal pills but you have liver or heart problems, stop taking them. I've got some other resources for you.
All right, hang on to the break. You're going to break? Okay, yes.
You got it.
Hang on to the break, folks. Hey, any question tonight for summer? Hey, call. We'd love to hear from you. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Obviously, folks, she knows what she's talking about. Back in a little bit.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield.
All righty, folks, we are back in. Obviously, you listen to an expert tonight talk about different issues, and I'm impressed with Summer. She's just a young lady. She's not an old woman like I'm an old man. She's a young woman, and she's worked hard at what she's learned. And I'm sure Dr. Green taught her a lot of things that she's passed on to us, and now she's even added more products to her line. We're going to offer an August special. You can go to see that on our website, PastorButch.com. Look under Superior Mountain Herbs, see your specials for August. But all this, folks, has been brought to you because I know that if you're like me, you praise God every day for the body you have. Maybe it's not pretty, maybe it's not the best shape, but you do thank God you still have it, it's still working, and you want to help it. And I think we should all look at it that way because it's a temple of God. It's the temple of the Holy Spirit. We should take care of the temple, folks. And obviously, you listen to her speak, you know she knows what she's talking about. She's spewing up facts and figures like a machine here. And the line is open for questions. If you have any questions about anything in your health, natural supplements you might be able to take care of it, 844-769-2944. And you can call her tomorrow, Mountain Time. She's 2 hours behind East Coast time, at 406-274-7579. That's 406-274-7579. Folks, call and talk to her. You can tell she's an upbeat lady. She loves to talk to you. She likes to laugh. Now, that's the kind of person I like to be around. So give her a call tomorrow. Some of you go right ahead now.
Well, thanks, guys. And thanks for hanging in there and sticking through the commercials. And so I want to kind of pick back up where I started. I need to do a little plug reminder that I am not a doctor. Nothing I'm going to say is approved by the FDA. I don't really care, but it's not approved by the FDA because there's a whole list of reasons why they don't approve most anything natural. But here we go. So I wanted to talk a little bit more about some of the medications that bring on heart failure, because this is really important, you guys. Where we left off was antifungal medications, and I was mentioning that I actually came across a website out of Alberta, Canada, and I was quoting because it says, if you have liver or heart problems, you should not take antifungal pills. They can cause rare but dangerous side effects, including heart and liver failure, okay? And you may need testing, and again, I'm quoting this. You may need testing every 4 to 6 weeks to check for liver, kidney, or heart damage, depending on the antifungal pills you're using. So that's a heck, that's literally once a month, once every month and a half, you've got to check to see if your antifungal medication is actually causing your heart to fail and your liver to die off. So explain to me how it makes sense that we would take a drug to rid us of fungus, yet the drug can, oh, and by the way, will cause, and I quote again, I quote, dangerous side effects. And that we may need to take the same drug again that caused the side effects just to see if it could work again to get rid of our toenail fungus? Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just, it's mind-boggling. So I know another rabbit hole there. Sorry, not sorry. So getting back to the meds that can cause heart failure, okay? We want to write these things down. We've got cancer medications. And I'm slow when I say these because I want you guys to write these down. Cancer medications can and will cause heart failure and can and could cause liver damage. Stimulants, okay? Antidepressants and tumor necrosis factor, which are, we call them TNF inhibitors, which are basically immune suppressors. But it doesn't stop there, okay? It doesn't stop there. There are so many other medical conditions and harmful habits that can increase your chance of developing heart disease. And some of these conditions include having diabetes. So if you're diabetic, listen up. Being overweight or obese, we're not talking just a little bit chubby, but when you're severely overweight and obese, following a poor diet, what does that mean? I mean, fatty fried foods, chips, sodas, lots of sugars, high concentrations of red meats, following a poor diet, not feeding or nourishing the tissue, which is your heart muscle, on a daily basis, other things that can cause heart failure is neglecting to exercise and drinking alcohol in excess. I mean, Pastor, you were just saying that you're back to working out again 3 days a week or more. That is really hard to do, especially as we age, to get back in that mindset. But it's super, super, super important. Having a glass of wine here and there is fine, but drinking in excess can lead to heart failure. So nothing I'm telling you guys is super new information. Maybe some of those medications and maybe some of the ongoing health problems are new to you, but it does not take a rocket scientist to deduct that taking great care of your heart to avoid cardiovascular disease is critical. But you guys, that shouldn't be your only motivator. There's so many other reasons to proactively maintain a healthy heart. So, I mean, let's go over some of those reasons because, you know, sometimes for me, motivation is key. I need to understand why I'm taking care of my heart, especially if my heart's in great functioning order. I'll be honest, I get lazy when I'm in great health. I get lazy with my proactive health. I'm just going to be honest. I do. You're not alone if you're like me. But sometimes I need a reminder of like some of the other issues that can come up. Okay. So number one, I'm sure you guys already know this, but according to the American Heart Association, high cholesterol levels are going to increase your risk for developing cardiovascular disease. And with high cholesterol, you can actually develop fatty deposits in your blood vessels. And eventually, these deposits are going to grow, right? Because fat cells just increase or decrease in size, okay? And that makes it difficult for enough blood to flow through and around that fat piece that's in the blood in the vessel now. And sometimes, you know, those kind of deposits can actually break suddenly and they can come loose and form a clot that causes a heart attack or stroke. And so for the record, high cholesterol, by the way, has no symptoms. It has no symptoms. A blood test is the only way to detect if you have it, okay? And so there's other existing medical conditions that can also cause an unhealthy cholesterol levels, those LDL, remember those lousy cholesterol levels, conditions such as, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, HIV, AIDS, I mean, these are diseases I feel like have dropped off the face of the earth. We don't hear about them as much anymore, but hyperthyroidism, I hear those all day long, and lupus. Lupus, by the way, is one of those autoimmune type diseases that gets so misdiagnosed all the time. But here's the thing. We have seen that our American Indian tea, which, by the way, is on sale the month of July, literally clears blockages. And I'll talk about the sale in a little bit. So if you're interested in that, stay tuned and listen to what this stuff can do. We've actually had a handful of them, who've been told by their medical doctors that they had a life-threatening blockage that would definitely require a surgical procedure to place like a stent, you know, something inside of there to open up that vessel and it's to allow the blood to move around and for the blood to flow. But once they started drinking the American Indian tea, after a handful of weeks to months, I actually had one guy, and I laughed because I can only imagine. The doctor, you know, he had to get it stinted. He had to. Well, he went on the Indian tea, and all of a sudden they opened him up during surgery and closed him right back and said, we must have made a mistake. You no longer need a stint. That blockage is gone. And we know that the Indian tea does actually help break down and those life-threatening blockages. Some other doctors have even said, listen, whatever you're doing, keep it up. I don't want to know about it, but keep it up. It's working. It's really working. So getting back to heart disease, you guys, high blood pressure levels, they're even more threatening to your overall health than you'll ever know. Because besides a heightened risk for heart attacks, stroke, heart failure, you're also more likely to develop peripheral artery disease, angina, vision loss, kidney disease, kidney failure. And trust me, no one wants to be blind or dying of kidney disease. And I don't say that as a joke because, you know, when all of a sudden you've got your vision and you know what God has blessed you with, and then it's gone because of diabetes, because of blood or, arterial diseases, kidney disease is terribly painful. It's just one of the worst things you could go through. Nobody wants this. But the American Indian tea has time and time again helped many of our family, friends, and associates regrow their heart valves. We had a gal, you may have heard this, Pastor Butch, because I know I heard it from Dr. Green years ago. We had a gal who was born with no heart valve. So what they had to do is put a pig valve in when she was just a couple days old. I can't remember if it's 5 years or 10 years, don't quote me, but I think it's every 10 years. You have to go back in and get that valve, either, you know, put a newer, bigger one in or a new one for whatever reason. Well, she went back in and the doctor said, "Holy Hannah, your heart valve has actually developed. You developed a heart valve that you were not supposed to ever develop." And we know that the Indian tea is responsible for this because it helps repair and rebuild cells and your DNA. It's amazing. So the Indian tea, it does help regrow heart valves, as I mentioned. It lowers those lousy cholesterol levels. It clears blockages. It's a mild, very mild natural blood thinner. I don't want anybody panicking, thinking they can't take this if they're taking Coumadin or Warfarin or something like that. It's just fine. And it also strengthens a weakening heart. Dr. Green used to hate this when I would say this, but I'm kind of a dumb nut sometimes, and a little layman. And the way I explain how the Indian tea works on the organs of the body, including the heart, is it basically makes the organs act like they're on steroids. It amplifies what they're able to do. It really strengthens the major organs of the body. And guess what? There's no dangerous side effects to the American Indian tea. Well, that's not entirely true. If you're allergic to mushrooms, it is a mushroom. I will never disclose the name of the mushroom because Dr. Green was bound by tribal law not to disclose that. And I kind of carry that torch for him out of respect. But if you're allergic to mushrooms in general, you'll usually go into anaphylactic shock. Therefore, you would definitely be allergic to the Indian tea. So that would be the only reason not to be taking this Indian tea. Okay. The other, you know, thing that is another kind of a reason to pay attention to heart disease is to take care of your heart is because cardiovascular disease can increase your chance of feeling depressed. So research actually showed that 33% of heart attack victims, they ended up showing prior to going in or, you know, prior to having a heart attack, they ended up showing depressive symptoms. So why is that? Like, what does the heart have to do with the brain like that? But this is due to a lack of healthy oxygenated blood being pumped to the brain. A, because of lack of oxygen, and B, when the heart's failing, remember, it's not very strong, so whatever oxygenated blood there is, it's very difficult to get it up to the brain. So the brain starts getting depressed and doesn't function well, and we see all kinds of other problems happen with the brain. Depression's a real issue these days, you guys. I mean, especially with the state of our world is in. So with a limited amount of blood comes lower oxygen levels circulating throughout the body to reach and even waken your brain. So without proper blood flow that's high in, or rich in oxygen, your brain can't work the way that God intended it to. And you may have even trouble making decisions. You may have brain fog, you know, reasoning with others or remembering like familiar faces and places. A lot of people call it senior moments. And I mean, while that's funny and yes, we all have them, they're kind of senior moments, but it's usually from two things. Your brain is starving, literally starving, and B, or number two, because your heart, as you age, weakens. All your organs do. This is why we die when we're old, because our organs weaken and fail us. So when the heart weakens and begins to sort of fail, it doesn't pump that blood up to the brain. We've gone over this 15 different times, right? So the supplement that I have called the Superior Heart Health Extract, write that down, Superior Heart Health Extract.
Let's take a quick phone call, okay? Let's take a quick phone call here.
We got a call from Wisconsin.
Let's talk to Dino in Wisconsin. Dino, come on in. Welcome.
Oh, wow. I know you people. I've been around for quite a while. I have a couple questions, some Bible verses for Summer. How did you meet Ron Green?
How did I meet Ron?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good question. We live in a very, very tiny town. Not even 1,200 people. And so, knowing that I was in the health and wellness world and my education and background was in nutrition and anatomy and physiology, I became his assistant. When you live in a tiny town like this, there's not a lot of options for educated people on this topic in particular. And so, that's sort of how I met him.
Good for you, because I have the book Backyard Medicine, Mr. Butch Paul. And here's some verses that we all know what they are. It's called herbs. I'll say them slowly. I'm pretty sure some are familiar with these. Genesis 1, 11, 29, and 30. Psalms 104, 13 through 15. And Revelation 22, verse 2. I have a question. You still spell the American Indian tea, right?
Of course, yes, absolutely. We're going to get into that here in a little bit, yep.
Okay, because I also use colloidal silver. That's good also, right?
Well, I'm on the fence about colloidal silver, as was Dr. Green. You know, here's the thing. Silver is silver, and even at a great high quality, it does bioaccumulate in the body. And so it will require over some time some natural chelation, so meaning a way to naturally remove those heavy metals from the body. Nanoparticle silver is ideal. But if you're using it intermittently or on a wound or something, I don't see a big problem with that.
Because what you've been saying, I knew some of the stuff before I was even a Christian. Because I'm in Wisconsin. I've lived here my entire life. I have a garden. I've been gardening since I was 10 years old.
Oh, wow.
I'll let you go, but here's a verse about global warming. You know, I'll send you these verses, Summer, next week. There's 400 verses in the Bible that refer to proper eating. About 400. I'll send you them. And here's the global warming. I hope I'm not going to offend nobody. This is 2 Peter 3:10-12. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, when the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth and all God's works shall be burned up. Seeing that these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be with holy conversation with God? Looking for the coming of the day of God, when the elements and the heavens shall be on fire and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. So we do have global warming. That's God's judgment on the last day. But in the meantime, folks, we all agree, we have to eat properly so we can live a good life.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate what you've been doing, Summer Dre. I will send you those
verses next
week. Yeah,
thank you, Nicole. Appreciate it.
Thank you,
Dino. Let's squeeze in one more phone call. Thank you, Dino. One more phone call, then Summer, I'm going to give you the last 6-7 minutes to wrap it up with the specials. Let's go to Carolyn in Washington State. Carolyn, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, it's me again with my toenail fungus. What do you recommend for toenail fungus? And also the headlines for InfoWars July 26th. Move over COVID, a drug-resistant superbug fungus is now being reported
fungus, it's here.
In Texas
yes, it's
and
Washington.
Yep, Helter
it's here.
Is a COVID-linked deadly fungal infection. So there's something coming on with the fungus.
Yeah.
I would like to know about toenail fungus and fungus in general, how to get rid of it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so very quickly, give the
that.
Answer. We'll get your specials. Okay.
Yep, so here we go, real quick. A couple things. Number one is our American Indian tea. What we do know is that it actually raises the neutrophil count in the body. Neutrophils go after major disease and infection. Infection means viral, fungal, and bacterial infection. So it will go after fungal infections, both in the toes, in the lungs, you name it. Doesn't matter where it is. Doesn't matter what kind it is. The Indian tea is a smart tea, and it will go after any kind of infection in the body. The Indian tea also does repair work, DNA and cellular repair work. If they don't find any disease in the body, okay, let's say you're incredible, you're bionic, there's no disease in the body whatsoever, then what it does is it tries to repair the damaged cells, any autoimmune cells, anything that's got a problem in there, it'll try to fix and repair. This is why, you guys, the Indian tea right now, and I got to be really careful of what I say, so if you want to call me and we can talk personally, I'd be more comfortable with that. But when it comes to the Indian tea, right now with the vaccines, with COVID, it is vital. Everybody gets on the Indian tea. Everywhere from a year-old child on up because of the shedding that happens, whether or not you were vaccinated. I mean, there's so many reasons to take the Indian tea. The body. Put on the chest plate, the breastplate. Put on the belt. This is part of God's armor for you, literally.
All right.
So do this. I want to get to the sale really quick. I had some other things to get to, but I... Go ahead.
Catch your number to call her tomorrow. Carolyn, are you still there?
406-274-7579.
You call her tomorrow and ask all the questions you like, okay?
Thanks, sweetie.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay,
bye, honey,
the spatial,
bye.
Go
and
ahead.
I do have a Mountain Mender gel that we use topically on fungus. Toenail fungus in particular works awesome, just so you know. Okay, so here's the thing. What I want you guys to think about, and I didn't get to some of this stuff, but heart health is no joke. And as I mentioned before, you guys, you're never too old, never too young to begin caring for your heart and your circulatory system. So depending on whether you're like me, you've got a strong heart, or you're currently experiencing symptoms of early stages of heart failure, or you've been diagnosed with a condition like congestive heart failure, high blood pressure, there are some things that you can do now, right now, that are simple and natural. Number one, order the American Indian tea, okay? I actually have had a sale on it for the month of July. If you tell me that you heard me on Pastor Butch Paw this tonight, throughout the entire month of August, I will also extend that sale. I have two sales going on. The one that you're going to see on Pastor Butch Paw's website under Superior Mountain Herbs
And then the sale that I have in July on the Indian tea that I'm welcome, I'm happy to extend through August if you tell me that you heard me on the show. Okay? Because the American Indian tea can strengthen your heart, mildly thin your blood, help carry oxygen to your body, to the brain. All you have to do is drink it and let the neutrophils that the tea encourages the body, to make try to repair your damaged heart cells. So the sale goes like this. If you buy one bag of tea this month, you save $5 on a bag. But if you buy two bags of tea at regular price, you're going to get a free Indian tea in the form of a tincture. That's a $75 value. Really awesome. I love it. It's my new go-to. If you buy three bags of tea at regular price, then you're going to get the free Indian tea tincture, but you're also going to get a free turkey tail tincture. Go out and research turkey tail mushrooms. It's a remarkable product. Mine's natural. It's wonderful. We hand pick it, and that's valued at $25. So you're going to get $100 in free goodies. Oh, and working on the heart is just one of the many things that the tea is capable of doing. The next thing that I want you guys to think about purchasing is the Superior Heart Health Extract. For $20, you can't go wrong. It's formulated to increase coronary artery blood flow. So it can improve your circulation. If you're diabetic, this is really important because you don't get great blood flow in the bottom of your feet and legs. And it also lowers blood pressure. And interestingly enough, if you use it on your skin, which, to be honest, I've never had an experience with this, I just heard, but if you use it on your skin to treat boils and even skin sores, which I found pretty interesting. I know I got a couple seconds here left. Lastly, I love my Superior Hawthornberry capsules. They are definitely worth looking into. These capsules, you guys, are made from vegan capsules. They're hand-filled with organic, low-heat-dried hawthornberry powder. You're never, ever, ever going to find synthetic ingredients in any of my capsules. And the Superior Hawthornberry caps are a powerful antioxidant. They help lower blood pressure. They can improve your blood fat levels, right? Those LDL, those lousy cholesterol levels and issues. And it's also shown to help reduce anxiety. It can aid digestion. And there's just so many other things. And of course, blah, 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 eating better, exercise, all the little stuff we don't like to hear. Just even a little bit will help relieve some of the burdens. Your heart can help you live your best life. So before I wrap it up, I just want to, while I choose my doctors, like to use them as a barometer to see how I'm doing, I recognize, you guys, that many people rely on their medical doctors much more than myself. And for those people, it's always wise to check with your doctor before you make any huge changes to your medications. I'm in no way saying the way I choose to heal my body is what everyone else should be doing. To each their own, right? I mean, also, nothing I say, as I've said before or have said, is evaluated by the FDA, and none of my products are recognized by the FDA as a treatment or cure. I love you guys. Thanks for letting me have on tonight.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Talk to you soon, folks. 406-274-7579. I'll see you in the office tomorrow. Look forward to hearing from you. Give us a call tomorrow, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.